We are learning Maseches Kedushin Daf Mem Amud Aleph, and we are starting four lines from the top of Daf Mem Amud Aleph. Zokta Gemara. The pasuk says, "Gibayre Kayach Oyse Devarei L'Shmoya B'Kol Devarei." The strong people who do Hashem's will and listen to Hashem. Who is that referring to? Going Rab Tzaddik V'Chaveira, Rab Tzaddik and his friends, that they were goyver over the Yetzirah when it came to Arayis. Rab Tzaddik Tavata Hima Chunisa. A certain Machunisa was Taveya Him L'Znos. And Mavuya Rashi, that she was the Isha Gedoyla Hoysa, Shein Yachli Potimena. Umasa V'Yad L'Harga. This lady was very powerful and he could kill him at any time. So she asked him to Mizana with her. Right now, I can't. I don't have any karkas. I'm starving, and it's not negay right now. You have something to eat? So she said to him, "Yeah, you could I have something that's not kosher, a trefa thing." What's an afkamina? Once someone's being mezana, he'll eat treif also. You see, as a shaykh, if someone's mezana, will cause him to eat treif. Taka the Rambam and Hilchas Kedusha brings down, that's where Hilchas Arayis is. And also, Hilchas Mechalas Asuras are both in Kedusha. They go together. Suri Bia and Mechalas Asuras are both in Kedusha. You see, that the head of shaykh is each other. So that's what he said. Oh, like if someone's mezana, that's what happens, Taka. So Shitaka went ahead, Shagus Tanura, Kamanchale, she warmed up the oven and was putting the Davatami in the oven. Salak v'yosef gabba. He went and climbed into the oven. Amralei, Maihai, what are you doing? You're killing yourself. Amalah, the Ovid, ha, nafal baha. Someone who does this Aveira lands up here, lands up in Gehenna, lands up in the fire. Amralei, Yadi Kuli Hai, if I would know that, she said, oh, I didn't realize it was such a chamardigat thing for you. I would not have been mitzare you. Elamaisa, she basically let him free. Let him free. But you see from here that you have to be mitzare nefesh here. It's a harglo yavar, and it's a big shout on the paiskim. If haboyel aramis, it says haboyel aramis, if it's with a goy, if there's a chi of harglo yavar, here it sounds like as yeah. And there's other mahalchim also, but akaponim, that's, you see here, he's being mitzare nefesh. No gemara as well, by Rav Kana. Rav Kana of Kamazvin Dikuli. Rav Kana's job was, he sold baskets for sewing utensils. He sold it to ladies. He dealt with a lot of ladies, but because he sold ladies type of stuff. Certain machinisa was teveh him. So he said to her, okay, you know what? I'll get myself ready. He went and jumped off the roof. Also, came and kabbal. It was kabbal him, and therefore he didn't die. Omalei, Eliyahu Navi told Rav Chista, "Atrachason arba mea parsi. You made me come from 400 parsi away." Omalei, so Rav Chista told Eliyahu, "Mi garmli? Who caused this to happen? Lavaniusa was Danias that have to sell this or have to sell to make panosa." Yavlei shifa the dinri. So Eliyahu Navi gave him a whole basket of dinrim, and this way he can just go back and learn. He doesn't have to sell these baskets. Like upon from these stories, they're called Gibayri Kayach Oysa Dvarai, Lushmaya Bakal Dvarai. So I want to tie in, it says Oysa Dvarai. They did a Maisa to save themselves. Usually, there's a Sheva Al Taisa when they save themselves from Znos. Here, they actually did a Maisa to save themselves, either jumping in the fire or jumping off the roof. So, like upon them, that's what they're called Gibayri Kayach Oysa Dvarai. So, it's more of it. Romali Ravla Rav Nachman, Tanan says in the Mishnah, Elu Dvarim. We had it before, it's the Mishnah and Peah. It says Elu Dvarim, Shadam Oysam, 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 Karen, Kiram, Oysam, Abad. These mitzvahs, if someone does it, he eats the Paris, the Schar, Oysam, 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 and the principle of the Schar is still Kayim, Oysam, Abad. Which mitzvahs are they? Elu Hain, Kibud of Aim, Ugamil as Chasodim, Vavos, Shalom, and Odom, Lechaveroi, Vital Matairo. These mitzvahs. But Talmud Torah connected Kulam. So the Gemara brings Makar for all these. The Kivra Aim Chsiv says in the Pasuk, Lamanya Richun Yomecha, Lamany Yitav Lach. Obviously, we're not going to Rabbi Yaakov. They learned yesterday the Schar Bahai Amaleka. We're going, this Mishnah goes that there's Bael Mazen and Elam Haba. So the Pasuk, Lamanya Richun Yomecha, the Richun Yomecha is referring to Elam Haba. Lamany Yitav Lach is referring to in your lifetime that you have Bael Mazen. The Gemara Chasad Mksiv, Roidev Tztok of a Chesed. If someone runs after Tztok of a Chesed, Yimsa Chayim Tztok of a Chavid. And he's teaching that Yimsa Chayim means Leilam Abba. Tztok of a Chavid, Leilam Azeh. Uva Shalom Ksiv, by Osef HaShalom, says, Bakish Shalom Rad Feyu. Run after the Shalom. Omer Avon Ravo, I see, look, Mun Xer Shav, Radifa Radifa, Ksiv Hacha, Bakish Shalom Rad Feyu, which is Lashon Radifa. Ksiv Hasam says, by Tztok of a Chesed, by Gunach Hasam says, Roidiv Tztok of a Chesed, it says Yimsechayim stuck of a chavit. So that's how you learn out that Shalom was like that. What's the makar b'talmud Torah? B'talmud Torah, it says in the pasuk, ki hucha yecha v'oirech yemecha, v'itayich, ki hucha yecha b'yom hazeh, v'oirech yemecha l'yom haba. So that's what it says in the Mishnah. So Gemara asks, b'shluach hakan nami k'siv, it says, l'mayita avloch v'rachta yomim, and it should mean, l'mayita avloch in this world, and v'rachta yomim in the next world, l'yom haba. So why, listening to Amihah, why didn't it say Shaluach HaKan in the Mishnah of Elu Devarim? It's another mitzvah, for example, is you have a Paris Be'el Mazev, a Karen Kiram Zavah. And for the Gemara, Ton of Ashayir. The Mishnah left something out. For the Gemara, Toni Tana Elu Devarim says these are the things. Vat Am Ton of Ashayir, saying that Ton of Ashayir? So it's still Shver. Why didn't it say Shaluach HaKan? Omer Rava, Rav Idi Asbeli, explain me the pshat, and that with that we'll answer this kasha. What does he explain me? It says in the pasuk, Imru tzadik itoiv, it's pasuk in Yeshaya, ki prima aleim yechelu. It says that the tzadik, that's a good tzadik, he's going to eat the fruits of his labor. V'chi yesh tzadik toiv yesh tzadik. And toiv is something that's called a good tzadik and a bad tzadik. Not a bad tzadik, but a good tzadik and not a good tzadik. Elo. Pshat is like this. Someone who's Toiv HaShemayim V'Labriyos, Zeh Tzadik Toiv. Someone who's a Toiv HaShemayim, is big Tzadik, is big Talmud Chacham, davens well, and he's also very nice to people. That's a Tzadik Toiv. Toiv HaShemayim V'Ra L'Briyos, Zeh Tzadik Shein Toiv. Toiv HaShemayim V'Ra L'Briyos means someone who's Toiv HaShemayim, but he's not especially good L'Briyos. He doesn't do anything wrong to them, because he wouldn't be called a Tzadik then. But he's Ra L'Briyos means he doesn't do anything special for them. Zeh Tzadik Shein Toiv. So that's actually the type. Yetzir v'davat. I remember by Rosh, same type of idea. It says Oyler Rosh Ra, Higmul Yad v'Yaseloi. He'll be paid back. He'll get his oinchin, but it calls him a Rosh Ra. What's a Rosh Ra? V'chiyesh Rosh Ra. V'yesh Shena Ra. Is it like a bad Rosh? Not a bad Rosh. El Ral Shemayim Ral Abriyos Rosh Ra. Someone who's bad Shemayim and bad Abriyos is a Rosh Ra. Ral Shemayim v'ain Ral Abriyos. That Rosh Shena Ra. He's a Rosh that's not Ra. So what does it do? How are we answering our kasha? So Rashi explains that the case in the Mishnah of Elu Dvarim, that Yoicha Per Seyam Be'el Mazeh, by Karen Kiyam Yisla Yaba, those mitzvahs are all mitzvahs that are Toiv L'Shemayim V'Toiv L'Briyos. And there it says, Prima Aleim Yoichelu, you're going to eat the fruits of your labor in this world. And there, there's a, and so what's Pshat, those are Toiv, the Toiv L'Shemayim V'Toiv L'Briyos? Look at the cases. The Kibra Veim has both Ben Adam Chavera and Ben Adam Shemayim, Ben Chasadim, and Avah Shalom, Ben Adam Chavera, and Talmud Torah. So the question is, what does Talmud Torah mean? We understand that all the three things taka a Toiv L'Shemayim, Toiv L'Briyos. But how is Talmud Torah Toiv L'Briyos? Zok the Mepharshim in the back, I think it was the Radal says, it's the Chiddush Radal says, Gam Tzorach Loimar, the Talmud Torah, the Tanan Kenegah Kulam Nami Chashvir Le Toiv L'Briyos. Why? Shemoyre Hara. He answers Shilas. Veloimid Torah LaAcherim. Teaches Torah to all people. So it says that's called Toiv LaShemayim and Toiv LaBriyos. Let's say.
Is there other mitzvahs like Shulakan?
What? The other mitzvahs Shulakan?
No. You
can ask my Shai. No, Rashi. It's a good kasha. I guess more a better kasha. Ve'ilu Dvarim. It's a good question you're asking.
Why I left it out. You should have the Masha Shiras my time.
No, it's not Shiras anymore. It only said things. You don't have to have a Shai Dai Shai because you didn't leave it out because it wasn't Shai. It wasn't left out. It only said things that are Toiv L'Shemayim Toiv L'Briyos and Shluch HaKan is only Toiv L'Shemayim. Something more about the Azchus. Huh? Yeah, has a Toiv L'Briyos. That good to other people. Now, first of all, that's an animal. Brias means other people, other chavera. If you insult the animal, it's not an iser ben other chavera. It's maybe a tzara chayim. It's maybe an iser l'shmai. So, but and besides the point, it's not clear what the shulach kan is. But there is some shayim do say hatzach manas. Yeah. Okay. Haschus, which means a mitzvah. Yesh lo kerem, yesh lo peris. It has a principle and has peris. Shenema. Imru tzadik ki toiv, ki prima aleim yechelu. So stop right there. It says, yesh lo keren, yesh lo peris. We just finished saying that only certain mitzvahs have keren and peris. So the Ben Yod asks his kasha, and he says that these peris you only eat by Elam Abba, not by Elam Hazeh. So it says, chus yesh lo keren, yesh lo peris. The schar for the mitzvah has a principle with peris, with extra. Shenem imru tzadik ki toiv, Avera, yesh lo kerem yel peris. You only get paid back for the avera itself. There's no peris. Shenema, oyle rosh ra. It says, but by the pasuk, it says ki gemul yad v'yaslo. Whatever he did, he's going to get paid back for. He's not getting any extras. Velamani Mekayim is another pasuk. It sounds like you do get paid extra oinchim for the averis. But Yechlu Mepri Darko means to say Misbo'u. It sounds like you do get paid back. So Mara says it like this: Averis Oisa Peris Yesha Peris. V'she'ena Oisa Peris Inla Peris. It's a very scary Gemara. It says Averis that makes Peris, you get more oinchim. What's Averis Oisa Peris? Zog Rashi, Averis Oisa Peris means Chil Hashem She'odom Choshuv Oiva Avera. If someone is a choshev person and does things averis, someone learns from him, that's it's his einish. It's a very scary thing. Akaponim, it gets payers from that. So what the more avaita? Machshava toiva akaris baruch hu mesar for lemaisa. Someone has machshava toiva akaris baruch hu mesar for lemaisa is makes kilu it's a maisa, and you get tzchar for that. Shenamzin in the pasuk, Oz nidvur yirei Hashem ish el reyav Yakov Hashem v'yishma, vayikosev sefer zikaron lefonav yirei Hashem, the ones who fear Hashem, lechosh v'shmoy, the ones who think about His name, and we dar Hashem lechosh v'shmoy v'lechosh v'shmoy. Yom Rav Asi, I feel a choshev on last mitzvah. V'nenas leyasa, a person wanted to do a mitzvah and didn't work out. Malal of kosev kilu asa, it's kilu you did the mitzvah, because machshava by a mitzvah is kilu you did the ma'isa. Machshava ra, ain't a kosh baruch mitzara ma'isa. If it's a machshava ra, then a kosh baruch is not mitzara if it, unless someone does the avera. Shendemar, like it says in the pasuk, oven im reisi belibi lo yishma Hashem. If it's belibi, Hashem will not listen. It will not be not going to be yainish for that. Vel amani mekayim is another pasuk that says that shimi ya'aretz hine inoichi mevi ra'o el amazeh pri machshava yisam. Says that machshava, you will get yainish for that. Dr. Gemara, depends. Machshava she'oisa pri, akaris baruch hu mesar for lemaisa. Machshava she'ein ba pri, and akaris baruch hu mesar for lemaisa. A machshava that is mekayim, is machshava Rashi learns and he did it, then you get paid for the machshava also. But if you didn't pull through, then you would not get any oinish for machshava. Ay, not a pasuk. Vel hoduch siv, leman tefaisis beis shav b'libam. Sounds like there's an oinish just for the machshava in the life. That's why Avodah Zara. The Amar Chamur Avodah Zara is called Kaifa Ba Kamayit B'Chal Atari Kula. Avodah Zara is Chamur that anyone who says no to Avodah Zara, that's like Mayit B'Chal Atari Kula. And Fakaret is Fakaret. The opposite is the opposite. So therefore, it's more Chama. Hashem is much more Machmir when it comes to Avodah Zara. And therefore, even Machshava, Hashem gives our Einish for. Ula Amar Kedrav Huna. A different pshat when someone gets Einish for the machshava alone of avera. Ula amak Rav Huna. The Rav Huna kimsh av avera adam avera v'shana. If he did avera twice, he doesn't care. Hutrulai becomes mutter to him. Bring more hutrulai. It's mutter. Sagadaitach is really mutter. Elam naslik hetta. It's like a hetta. And therefore, if someone gets used to doing avera, now he has machshava do it, and he got an einish, he couldn't do it. We know he didn't stop doing avera because of the avera. He did it because it didn't work out. And therefore, he gets an einish such a machshava. If he comes to a matziv where certain iser is a hetta to him, then he'll get an einish for that machshava. If someone is going to do avera and the Yetzer got a hold of him, it's better to do it b'seiser. Don't be mechal shem shemayim in front of everyone. Everyone sees you doing the avera. Shenema, it says in the pasuk, va'atem basis shol koyam Hashem lekim ish gilul avlechu avoidu. Go do yavar ezara. Va'achar im enichem shem olai v'shem kach leisachalu. Don't be mechal my name. Amra v'loy. It's true. You're showing that you're hiding from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but on the other hand, it's better to do it. It's not a problem of people. We'll learn from you. Learn from the person. So if it's something that can learn from, then don't try to hide. But if someone can learn from him, still, it's better. They shouldn't do it, but faster. Om Rav Loi Hazakin, Im Roya Odom Shiyitcher Meskabalov. Someone sees that the Yetzirah is getting better of him. So there's an Eitz over here, first of all, to bring down your Yetzihara. Yelech l'makam she'em akir ma'isa. Go to a place no one recognizes you. V'yilba shcherim v'skasa shcherim. Both Rashi and Tosfos learn that by wearing this black clothing, you won't feel so good about yourself. If someone feels not so good about himself, he won't do the avera so fast. V'yasek ma'isha libe chafetz. And then do what his Yetzihara is forcing him to do. V'yichal shem shemayim v'hesya. And don't v'yichal shem shemayim v'hesya. So like Tosfos speaks out, top Tosfos. Pirus Rechanadel, Chas Shom Shehutaloi Lava Avera, Akakam Rabbaloi. This Rabbaloi said, Yigias Derochim, going on a trip, Achsanois, you're staying, you're not in your regular room, you're not in your regular bathroom, you're not comfortable. Lavisha Shcharim, Meshabrim Yetzahara, Umayinavadman Avera. So therefore, if someone sees that they're getting a hold of him, get out of town to some place, third world country, where it's not comfortable. Break them any. Va'atanya, we learned in a brisa. This is Moshe's question. Kostly chasakov to koinoi royu lo shloi b'loilam. Anyone who's not doesn't have rachmanis kaviyachal on the covered of the Eibishta, royu lo shloi b'loilam. Mahi, what is that referring to? What's called not having covered for the koinoi? Rabbi Mazam is a stock of a keshes. If someone looks at a rainbow very strongly, and the problem looking at a rainbow is different pshatim derashinim, but it's you keep thinking that's the Mara Hashem. So therefore, that's why it's not covered to steer at a keshes at a rainbow. Aye, what's the bracha? The case the bracha in the case where you just see it, not where you go steer at it. Rav Yisrael Mizel Oiva Avera B'Seisa. Someone who is Oiva Avera B'Seisa. That's a case not chasa quite koinai. So what's going on over here? He says he has to go B'Seisa. And for thinking more like cash, other what's a kai of the Yitzray, what's a kai of the Yitzray. Here you can't hold back on Yitzhara, and therefore you have to then go away. That Pshat is hiding because he wants to hide from Hashem. He knows Hashem is here. Fakarat, he's hiding because he doesn't want to make a chil Hashem. So then that's not a problem of chas, loy chas, akvoid, koine chas Hashem.